This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarro. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. Betsy and I have taken the week off. We are out celebrating. If you're in the States, happy 4th of July. If you're elsewhere, have a great week. I'm sure you do cool things in your country. Hope you get to eat hot dogs where you're from. So we took the week off, but we thought we'd give you a little bonus episode anyway, because there is no rest for the weary. We don't have a full show for you. It's just the interview segment that we did for the HeadGum Live show at UCB Theater, November 16th, 2017, back when we were just starting out, baby little podcasters. So it's an interview with HeadGum's amazing intern, Jeffrey James. You should listen to it. It's a pretty fun show. I know people don't always love live shows, but we'll be back next week with our very own normal programming. So check it out. Remember, if you miss us, maybe you could go on over to wherever you listen to your podcasts, subscribe, rate, review. Send us your stories if you haven't already. And if you have and you have more, please send us your own personal stories about the paranormal to funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. Oh, we miss you. Bye.
Hi, guys. I'm Marcy Jarro. Now
everything's cool. Yeah, what's up? I'm Betsy Sodaro.
Our podcast is called A Funny Feeling. If anybody here has any paranormal experiences, please send it our way to funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. But I woke up to a really fun text from a friend. I'm not going to name this person.
Yeah, don't.
I'll give out her phone number, though.
Yeah!
So this is from a friend of mine who writes, just texted me this morning. I think a ghost went down on me last night. I don't even know how to explain. I think I was dreaming that it was happening, but there was no one there in my dream. And then I woke up and it was still happening, and I was like, why won't my vagina wake up from this dream? It was weird, and I mean, as a dream, not terrible. Then I said, do you remember what you were doing? She's like, well, that was weird, is that I was dreaming of exactly what was happening.
Wait, a goat? Wait, what?
Like, I was just in bed sleeping, and there was a presence, and I didn't or couldn't stop it. But I think it was a dream, but when I woke up, everything was exactly the same. And I said, were you scared? No, I wasn't scared. And then she's like, yeah, it felt like a sex dream, but without another person.
Okay.
And then she like was her- like... And then I was like, oh, cool. Can I talk about it on my podcast? And she said, no.
Well,
Too late.
Too late.
Anyways, you think her vagina had sleep paralysis?
I mean, it sounds like it wasn't paralyzed at all.
Oh, yeah! If you had to have any ghost eat you out, who would it be?
Let's see. Well, I want it to be a new ghost.
Oh, a new ghost.
Yeah, I want it to be like someone who rejected me.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Like, I want it to, or like a high school principal. No, I'm just kidding. Wait. I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that. I don't want a ghost to eat me out. And I'm saying this so they can hear me.
I don't want it. JFK's ghost to eat me out.
Can you? You know what? If any ghost has herpes, it's JFK.
You think I'd get ghost herpes?
Yeah. You would have like phantom sores. All right. We're going to bring out a guest now. You already know this person because he was just on stage. Please give it up for Jeffrey J.
Yeah.
Hi.
Welcome,
Ben.
Thanks for having me.
We heard
and
you.
I'm sorry that I'm back.
No, I don't think anyone's sorry for this exuberant young man who dressed up as a, what was it?
Chipmunk,
okay.
AKA Amir Blumenfeld.
Okay. I wasn't watching the bit. I heard that you have a really great ghost story that is so scary you refuse to tell it to people.
I think Marissa hyped it up a little bit, but I do. I have two stories,
great.
And I'm going to tell you the juicy one.
Juicy one. It's, we're on a time constraint,
course,
so like, yeah, okay.
Of course. I'll tell it in 4 minutes.
Yeah, tell it. Okay. No. Take your time.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us the juiciest one.
Yeah, okay. We were just talking about a juicy one, so.
Hell, I was listening. This is similar. This is
okay.
Not. It's this. So when I was growing up, I'm from Cleveland, and I'm from a suburb outside on the east side of Cleveland that's a little rural. So,
okay.
You know, the houses are separated by a lot, but we were still paranoid, so we had a security system, right?
Yeah.
That goes like beep, 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 beep every time you open a door.
Yeah.
And then it closes, and then it goes beep, 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 right? And then we had a lot of, like, you know, AV equipment and stuff. We were building a Ghostbusters-type truck in our living room. So there's a lot of technology going around. But, like, there was
your parents, or like your parents were doing this, or
yeah.
You were.
No.
Tell me the truth. Don't lie to me.
My parents were doing it.
No, but I mean it seriously. Were you? The kids were doing it.
No, we weren't building a truck. We just had a lot of AV equipment.
Okay.
I was really rooting for you building that truck.
Yeah.
It's like that's so cool.
They have like a lift that goes around. That's just the Ghostbusters speed. Yeah, I saw it in the Arts District near the office.
What?
Did it just
feel like he spoke in a foreign language to you?
No, I understood everything. And I'm going to get that Lyft.
Of course.
What's a Lyft?
Like an Uber.
You take it you take it all the time.
Oh, a Lyft.
Oh, yes.
I got it.
Oh. But we had this media room, and we just kept noticing all these, and it was in the basement. We kept noticing all these, like, technology things going around.
Yeah.
And, like, there was one time that my sister actually had a sleepover, and she suddenly woke up in the middle of the night, and, like, the screen was blue, which is, like, the equivalent of, like, one of those old TVs being, like, black and white, like, scratching.
Yeah.
So it's, like, eerie.
Yeah.
And she, like, tried to wake people up, and they just wouldn't wake up. And then there was another time where she was on the phone with somebody, and every time she would mention a guy's name, she would hear, like, the person would cut out, and she would hear... like a sigh, like of like a teenage girl, like,
what?
Like, yeah. And
oh
then,
my God. A bored teenage ghost.
Exactly right.
That might be the
that
scariest
might be the ghost
ever.
That might be the ghost that went down on the person.
No.
Oh,
it's not statutory. Keep going.
All right. So we kept noticing these things. And then that security system that I mentioned.
Yeah.
In the middle.
Beep, 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 beep.
There was the beep, 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 beeps, but in the middle of the night, we would set it and, like, lock it.
And forget it.
And we'd set it and forget it. And but if a door was opened or a window was open or something, like, punctured the field, there would be...
Whoa, your house is so cool.
It was a normal
so
house.
Cool.
It just
no.
The security system was overkill.
When you put the security system on, a big old dome shows
lasers.
Up and, like, birds bash into it.
Exactly right.
Awesome.
It was The Conjuring.
Yeah.
But there would be this awful, like, nails on a chalkboard, like, like, in the middle of the night, this would happen before important days. Like, it would be before my dad needed, like, I had, like, a big day at work, or before, like, I had a test or something, or, like, a performance. And it kept happening and happening, so we were, like, we started looking it up, and there were just weird things happening like that. And so we called the Ghost Whisperer.
What?
Because she's from Ohio. Like, the one from the TV show.
Whoa.
Whoa, but you just really tapped into some fandom
for me. It wasn't Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No, like, the real lady.
The real lady, unfortunately.
Shit.
Can you imagine if Love Hewitt was a ghost, was the person who came?
But that actually is who texted me this morning, was Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Got it.
And she came, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That was good.
That was good.
Thanks.
Literal mastery. So we called her, and she was like, yeah, I'm like busy. I'm on the East Coast dealing with like real things. And then...
bitch.
Well, I mean, you know, you got like a TV demons show after you, you know.
Yeah, she's like, I don't have time to deal with your, I'm going to say this is a poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But she referred us to this woman named Wendy in Ohio. And
Williams.
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams. Yeah. Okay, there's a ghost in here.
I would watch that show.
If Wendy Williams were a medium with those giant knockers, just being like,
I would watch show.
Very good.
Every day. I would get somehow disability. Yeah. I'd quit everything, and I would be bedridden fat, and I would watch that.
Okay, so Wendy came.
Wendy came, and she was like, she had all this, like, this black box full of stuff, and she was started doing this stuff. Like, what are you doing? And she would tell us, and I still don't know what she said. But she started placing, you know, quinces.
Yeah, that's like a money piece from, right? No, or the fruit.
The fruit. Okay. Like, between, it's like a cross between
the garden
apple.
Of the Garden of Eden.
Exactly right.
So quince was the fruit that Eve ate in the Garden of Eden.
I thought it was a goddamn apple.
It looks like an apple, right?
Very similar. It's like an apple and a pear. Okay. Love child.
Oh,
yeah. I know that from White Men Can't Jump. It was one of the practice questions for her Jeopardy audition. What is a quince?
Deep cut.
That's a very deep cut.
You weren't born yet.
Again.
Okay, keep going.
And so she started putting these quince seeds up, and I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, quinces have this weird energy that, like,
they know when
the ghost.
A demon's around.
Yeah, and so, like, she would put them over the doors, and then, like, slowly, and she also told us over the phone, I skipped a step, she told us over the phone, like, we called her, and she was like, yeah, so there's two that are in the house. One's like a mom figure. One's a daughter.
Oh,
and they're both like, they both kind of just kind of linger around the house. And then there's, and they're fine, but there's this guy.
Oh, and fuck.
And we all and know men are bad.
Yeah. And she was like, but he follows your dad, and he like feeds off that energy. So he goes to work and comes back.
Was your dad like grumpy at the time, or was he like, was he going through anything? Like, did he seem like not himself?
Very stressed.
Yep. That's how it happens, guys. Aww. That's what they like to eat.
Just dudes.
Yeah. So my dad's at work, and so the guy followed him. So he's not in the house. We start putting the quince seeds over the doors, and then we hear beep 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 beep, and I'm like, Sarah. And then my sister, she's like, right. And he's like, no, I'm like right here. And I'm like, holy shit.
Oh shit.
And then we keep putting him up, and we put him up near my sister's room, and then it was like beep 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 beep, beep again. And they were leaving. They didn't like it. And like, basically, it's just like to heal the space or whatever, or cleanse the energy. My dad comes home after Wendy left.
Yeah.
The house is like sealed and everything's fine.
Dad's like, mother, should I kinda come home to these stupid little? Yeah. Told me
there
they
better
were...
not be a bunch of apple pears in my house.
Oh, they told Freak me out. They were building a Ghostbuster machine, and it's not. I keep buying monitors week after week for these kids. Anyway, so daddy comes home.
Daddy's home. We run to the house, but like... Beep, 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 beep.
It went wild?
It was going around the house, and on the security system, you can see which door it is.
No.
And it was like garage, back porch, ew. Like front door. Like, and I was like, holy shit. And then I took the trash out later that night after dinner, and like, I just
good
these...
boy. Sweet kid.
We had a chore wheel. It was a good family other than the ghosts.
It was? The end of the story is they're all dead.
I'm the only one who survived.
Okay,
I think.
Awesome. holy shit. Okay. Took and then, the trash out.
And I just felt these like eyes glaring at me. And I was like, this is fucked. Like, I
raccoon
went right
or
back
ghost.
Inside.
Yeah. Either way, very scary.
Very, yeah. Hairy scary if it's the raccoon.
raccoon.
That's good.
But, and it was just, I guess that's the end of the story, but it was an intense August.
So did you feel like it stopped after that?
Oh, yeah. It felt
and then
so much better.
How was Dad's mood after that?
Way better. Yeah.
That's weird,
did
huh?
Did your dad believe any of it?
He was the most skeptical, but when he was told that it was following him, he was like,
I knew it was. I told you.
You're talking about if I follows me? Like, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like your dad was already kind of a paranoid dude from all the cameras and security shit he put up.
Yeah, let alone.
Who would imagine that kind of paranoia and stress could, I don't know, make something attached to you to feed off your energy?
Exactly right.
You guys, you gotta be chill. If you're not chill, then a ghost will come and eat your energies.
Yeah, that's the lesson.
That's really good though. That's a good ghost
amazing.
Story. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try, and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/afunnyfeeling. I don't know how much time we have left. Marissa, how much time? Oh, it doesn't matter. Is your other one short, though? You had another short one?
Yeah, it's not nearly as good.
Great.
We love starting with the, like, juiciest one and then, like, a good trickle.
Honestly, if you guys
yeah, we do. If you listen to our podcast,
you're
going to
love
see.
It. The last 15 minutes, we meander around. You hear us picking things up and checking them out. What's this?
Yeah, so this is a piece of paper.
So it's a short one, yeah.
Oh, well, it has to do with HeadGum. So George and I don't know how many people
here. Yeah, because the recording studio is haunted. Yes.
Oh, shit.
I know.
I don't know how many people here watch the sketches that we do, but we... There's one.
Plug.
There's two.
One. Plug. Your mom was like, me! Yeah.
But we did the noir one. And so that one required a lot of, I guess, voiceover, because it was all, it was like film noir parody. Mm-hmm. And so it was me and George, who was just up here, and we were doing the VO in the studio late at night. It was like, at this point, it was like 10:30, because we there was so much of it, and we had just climbed.
Marissa's going to kill herself after this, because she's always at the studios.
Yeah.
She's already scared of us. So.
But it's in this old like factory, pretty much, and it's like creepy during the day a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At night, it's so much worse.
I could imagine.
And there's pipes going, and you know it's just
pipes are terrifying.
What is in the pipes?
What are all in these pipes?
Shit.
There's
a bunch of filthy shit.
Bunch of water.
Bunch of gross water.
Well water.
Steam.
Steam.
You know, Los Angeles is full of steam pipes.
Mist. Hither and thither.
Bunch of mist, yeah, man.
But we're doing it, and then like we're in the middle of a line, and I only remember it that distinctly because I was in the middle of a line, and George was kind of engineering it, and I was like, whatever the line was, say it was like, I always get my way or something like, I always get, and then we were both like, wait, what?
No, you should have kept going because an actor really needs to like get through the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why you know, I'm not.
I'm sorry, I threw you off. So. Yeah.
But we both looked at the door at the same time, and I was.
I know the door.
Then, yeah, you know the door. You know the one.
Yeah.
He turns to look at me, and I look at him, and there's this recognition in our eyes. We're like, "What the hell was that?" But we both didn't say anything because it's scary to both admit, like, "Yeah, there was something there or something."
Yeah.
And so we finished the VO, and then finally we're driving home, and it was just kind of utter silence because everything was weird after that. And I was like, "So, you looked over at the door on that one line. Why'd you do that?" And he was like, I don't know. I felt like something was there. And then we were both like, yeah, what the fuck was that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you saved that conversation for later. I feel I would have done the same thing. Yeah. Just like.
Well, you're the one who's scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I can record there anymore.
Nah, you'll be fine.
Dee's there. We have a new company dog.
Yeah, there's a pit bull
Dee,
there.
She's beautiful. She's perfect.
She really is.
Ooh, that's good. That's fun. It's maybe. We should do a slumber party.
Yes.
I'll just be hammered.
Just keep recording. Keep recording until one of us gets ghost fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So ghost, this is a tangential question. Ghost fucks you, doesn't return your calls. Is that ghosting or is it?
We're going to end this.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo, or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.